So here we are. We're still in Birmingham. I've actually forgotten the name of the building we're in. Do you remember the name?
No.
Yeah, beautiful it is. Plenty of audio booths before this one. Gorgeous. Telling you where we are. And the event we're at is?
The Social Media Cafe.
It is. It's kind of one of their organised events. And we've been talking primarily about API mashups, freedom of data. I'm standing with Michael Brunton-Spall, who is a developer for The Guardian. And I must say, I was enthralled by your talk, not just because you put it across with such energy, but wow, The Guardian's doing some really exciting stuff.
We are. It's absolutely fascinating to be able to take a lot of the data that we use to feed the stories and actually release the raw facts and the raw figures behind some of that data. So we have a nice data blog where we put up stuff that ranges from the really trivial, like the top hits of Michael Jackson, how much they sold and how many albums they sold and where they came in the charts, but also really important things like lists of soldiers who died in Afghanistan and information about world poverty and information about disease travel across the world and so forth. And it's just absolutely fantastic to be able to take that data, to free it up and to allow other people to mash up that data, to take that data and use it in ways that we just could not have thought of.
And you've been creating some kind of easy access online crowdsourcing portals for people to get in and start doing some research and crunching some numbers and browsing through data on behalf of freedom of data, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, the most recent one was the MP's expenses, which we decided when the MP's expenses were released, which was a massive, nearly half a million documents, there was no way that The Guardian was going to be able to go through it and investigate all those expenses and see if anything was interesting. So Simon Willison, one of our developers at The Guardian, decided to create an application that would allow anybody to come along and rate their MP's expenses, and they'd be very easily able to come in, see a scanned document and be able to state whether it was a claim or whether it was proof of a claim, and then we would be able to look at the data once it came out and look to see if there were any claims that didn't have matching receipts and see how many there were and see whether MPs were being honest about the expenses that they had. And obviously we're still trying to process through that data, but we're still pleased by there are a few people who are still processing several hundred claims a day every day, which is just really impressive. These people really are so passionate about getting this data free that they are willing to do some of the work to allow other people to take the data, mash it up, and find interesting things in that data.
And you were saying that although there's when it's kind of a hot topic and it's in the news, there's a lot of people getting to work and getting it done. You were saying it's very important, the long tail on these things, on how there are some people that hang back and are pretty thorough and continue doing it.
Yeah, I mean, with the MP's expenses application, we had half a million documents. But what we reasoned was, instead of having five people who each have to do 100,000 documents, if we can get 25,000 people, which is about the number of people we got, to each do two documents, we had 50,000 of them done. So it wasn't just about getting individual people to sit and plough through hundreds of documents. It was about trying to get your average person to look at their MP, to make it personal to them and make it feel like they could do, if they just did five documents or 10 documents, they would be helping everybody so much. And then they would start seeing the results of that data come out as time goes by.
What would you like to see more freedom of? You mentioned ordnance survey mapping and how, I recently was talking to Ordnance Survey at at a civil servants conference, and I was talking to them and they've got an incredible amount of data, and I said, oh, we really trust Ordnance Survey, we love Ordnance Survey, why don't I see Ordnance Survey more than Google Maps? And it does seem to be that they're kind of hogging of all the data.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really qualified to talk about the Ordnance Survey, but I think the Guardian's Free Our Data campaign, which one of our journalists, Charles Arthur, has been campaigning for a very long time, to try and get Ordnance Survey to free out the data and make it publicly available without unnecessary licensing costs that they feel that they need to put in there. And I think that campaign has been going for, I believe, about 5 years now. And trying to get that data out, we're obviously just trying to work with anybody who is freeing up data. We're enjoying curating data. We're trying to encourage people to send us data. If they have access to data, then if they send us the data, we're able to publish it to a much wider audience, and vice versa. We're also researching data that's already publicly available in the public domain but hard to get hold of. One recent thing that we did was we produced a poster showing how much every department spent. And what we had to do that was we had to contact all the individual departments to find out what they spent money on. And because the way that the money is reported by the government, it's not very transparent as to see what parts of the budget actually go where when they're split up. Once we had gathered that data, which I think took a week or two, we produced a poster, and one of the first things that happened was that Number 10 actually emailed The Guardian to say, could we have a copy of the poster, because we don't have that raw data. Being able to curate that data, get it from several thousand different websites, several thousand different locations, put it all together and put it in one source is a really valuable thing that we can do for the data community. And what we're hoping is that as we start to become a valued member of the data community, they're going to start to help us as well. And what we really love is when people take our data and do fascinating things with it that we just didn't even dream were possible. People are able to mash up all this kind of data and produce just some amazing graphical visualization, something that we don't have the time, energy to do, nor the budget and so forth, being a hard up newspaper.
They're all hard up. So there's somebody listening to this right now who wants to do that, who wants to get hold of all of this delicious and juicy data that's flying around all over the place, primarily within the archives of The Guardian. Where would you send them for them to get started?
The best place to go would be to www.guardian.co.uk/data-blog. And there we have all the information about every day or every time that we release a new data set. We post it on the data blog, which happens normally once a day, sometimes more often than that. And there is also links there to be able to contact our data department and be able to talk to them. And they are just dying to hear from you and dying to hear about your data or what you're doing with our data.
Michael, thank you very much. Finally, what's your name on Twitter?
I'm MIB Games on Twitter.
MIB Games goes way back to something that does.
I wanted to be a games developer once upon a time.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job now, so thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.